McKenna.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Your Health Matters with Dr. Ram Nair. Dr. Ram digs deep into all things to keep you healthy. And now, the man who wears a caution sign on his back, which reads, High Energy Human Molecules Inside. Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
Welcome to another edition of Your Health Matters. I am Dr. Ram Nair, your host. This program is sponsored by Dr. Ram LLC, a consultant company for assisting and providing guidance in submitting grant proposals for funding your favorite projects. Especially the company is specialized in the grants for the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics area, although we could help with any type of grants for nonprofits or community organizations and educational institutions, small or large. Please go to our website, drnayar.com, that is drnayar.com, or email at info@drnayar.com. You may also call toll-free 1-844-9-GRANDS. That number again is 1-844-947-2687. When we talk about diseases, we often ask the question, what caused it? That is the first question that comes to anybody's mind when they get sick. Often we look for an infectious agent, be it a bacteria or a virus, or is it due to a fungus or any other germ or worm, whether it is microscopic, meaning that you cannot see it with the naked eye, or macroscopic, which means, you know, you can see it by your naked eye without any aid for a microscope. But whatever it is, what we are looking for is a reason why you got sick. There has to be something, some kind of a germ or something gotten into our system to cause us the disease. That is the first and natural question that we all ask. But what if there are no infectious agents for a disease? I mean, is there something that you can think of? Is it something possible? So you might wonder, you know, can we get sick without actually obviously having the interference of or an entry of a germ or a worm or any other thing? Well, is that possible or even conceivable? Yes, you can have it. Yes, you can have it. We don't know for a fact that there are diseases which have no infectious agents, but now we know, for example, cancer. With the exception of a few types of cancer, we know that there is no germ or worm or anything like that to make cancers, except, like I said, a few instances, some exceptional cases of cancer. Other than that, cancer is something of a different kind of disease with no known agent or disease infectious agent. Now, also, you may think of something else. There are environmental issues. Sometimes environmental toxins can affect your system. So there is again no infectious agent. But would anybody ever think that a disease can be caused because of a protein in our body that just changed or mutated and then caused disease? That's the topic that I wanted to share with you today. And it's going to be a surprising thing for some of you, at least, that you have probably never heard of. But there are instances where scientists have observed that a protein which is normally in our body changes its shape, and with the result of that cause diseases of different kinds. Now, when I say the example of a couple of diseases, some of you may know that, some of you must have heard it, and then some of you have probably hearing for the first time. For example, some of you have heard about mad cow disease. So the mad cow disease is one example of a protein that changed in the brain that caused the cows or the cattle to behave in a different way. And then, now of course we know that there are some equivalent similar type of diseases transferred or exactly caused by some proteins in our own body. Now, there is a disease in the humans, just like the mad cow disease in cattle, which is called KURU, K-U-R-U, which is very few people know unless you are reading quite a bit about these type of subjects. Now, we do know about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease are diseases that are affecting the brain, and there are yet not completely understood reasons, but we are coming closer and closer to understanding why Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are happening. And there is some evidence or some proof that is very initial now, and it has to grow a lot more. More information is necessary to completely make it understandable as to why it is, but there is a good evidence right now that scientists are saying that it also could be because of a protein being modified in our own system that causes this Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, in addition to what we know about those two diseases. So this is what it is. An estimated 18 million people worldwide suffer from Alzheimer's. 18 million people. And Parkinson's is thought to affect around 1 in 100 people over the age of 60. These are very serious diseases in a lot of ways. In these diseases, what happens is the nervous system, the nerves on the brain, which is the neurons, they are tangled up. And they lose their efficiency to communicate to our other parts of the body, like electrical communication, and because of that they suffer from different aspects of movements or thinking, cognitive matters, you can't think properly, or losing balance, you name it, because our body is controlled by the nervous system, and if the nervous system is affected, obviously we are going to have different parts of our body malfunctioning to a point where you will basically become invalid. Now, what scientists are doing is they are looking at why the neurons are dying, neurons meaning the nerves in the brain. The brain is completely about, I would say, about billions of neurons are there in the brain. And the brain is nothing but nerve cells. And they are seeing that these neurons are somehow losing the ability to communicate, and the communication is a very important thing for the brain, because when the two nerves come together, there is in between, there's a little space where there are some secretions that are called neurotransmitters, and it is those neurotransmitters that link the communication channel to other parts of the body through the long nerves that go all around our body. So almost like an electrical system. Now, get back to the initial thought of the protein being changed. I wanted to get back to you about KURU, the disease that has been the original finding where all this thought of protein becoming modified and damaging our cells. KURU, K-U-R-U, is not many people know about this, but it is a disease that has been observed for a long time in Papua New Guinea. There is a tribe called the Four Tribe, F-O-R-E, that is the name of the tribe, Four Tribe of Papua New Guinea. There is a very interesting function. There was a scientist who went there for whatever scientific work they wanted to do, and became very close to this tribe. And what happened was that he observed something very interesting. Now, what they do is that when the four tribe, when somebody passed away, what they do is they have this ritual for funeral, and part of the ritual is actually to break open the skull of the deceased, take the brain, cook it, and taste it. This has been a practice going on there. Now, the scientists observed that, but they never realized what is happening. But the thought came, because when they return to that same tribe for various reasons, different times of the year, they will find that people are dying. And they looked for a cause, as all scientists always do, and they looked for germs and worms and everything. They tested every part of the thing, and eventually it just occurred to them that, wait a minute, why don't we actually look at one of the customs that they have, which is eating the brain of the deceased. So they took a sample of that and brought it back, and the scientist who is primarily responsible is Dr. Carlton Gadusek, and he is the one who went there for a long time. And what he did was, he brought the extra brain tissue to Bethesda, Maryland, the National Institutes of Health, to examine the brain tissue. And he, what was he looking for? He was looking for germs and worms and other things. And what he found out was the interesting thing that we will discuss after these messages. You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matter. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. 2-year colleges, 4-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is your host, Dr. Ram. We were talking about a very strange custom that has been practiced for a long time in Papua New Guinea by a tribe called the Four Tribe, F-O-R-E, Four Tribe. And what they were doing was they were eating the brain of the deceased, their family members, after cooking. And that was just one of their customs. Now, somehow, scientists have found out that there is a lot of death occurring in that group of tribe, and they wanted to find out what type of disease is that. And when they couldn't find any other germs or worms or anything that is obvious, then they started thinking and said, maybe we should check this formality or this custom that this four tribe is practicing. So one of the scientists, Dr. Carlton Gadusek, from the National Institutes of Health in the 60s and 70s, was traveling there, and he brought the brain tissue of the deceased to just check that and see whether could this custom be the reason something is in the brain. That, and he was actually looking for also an infectious agent, a virus or something similar. But lo and behold, what happened was that all the efforts could never yield an infectious agent, and years of research never yielded a result, meaning no infectious agent was identified linking the disease Kuru. The disease is called Kuru, K-U-R-U. Now, then fast forward, and then you see around 1980s, one of the scientists in California, Dr. Stanley Prusner, of the University of California School of Medicine, San Francisco, he for the first time found out that the brain tissue had a protein that was not normal, meaning it's a changed protein, an unusual protein with an unusual property. And he put the name prion to this protein. The word prion came like proteinaceous particle, that's what it is. So this prion, which is spelled P-R-I-O-N, the prion has two unusual properties. First, they can switch between two possible shapes. One shape is stable on its own. The other shape or conformation is to form chains. So imagine that this protein is in the brain, and a normal protein will be stable. But sometimes the stability loses for whatever reason, and the protein takes a different form as a chain. Now, the chain forming version can trigger other close by proteins or the similar proteins to tag along with it, which means ultimately you will have a long chain of proteins which are not the normal one forming or a clumping together. And that's exactly what it is. And that probably is what we call plaque. So now what happens is that these proteins are found naturally in animals and people. And when they are in normal condition, they are very harmless. But the moment they change their shape, they hook onto other similar proteins in such a way that they form a chain, they fold themselves into very modified shapes, and ultimately they actually become a plaque. Now, the result of that is that these proteins being found in the membranes of the brain, they will actually cause holes in the brain. Or that is why the mad cow disease, when you take the brain tissue, you will find along with the bulk of nervous tissue in the brain, you will find lots of empty spaces like vacuoles. So that is why, and it gives us appearance of a sponge. That's why the disease, mad cow disease, the technical term is bovine, meaning cows, spongiform, meaning sponge-like, encephalopathy. Encephalopathy, the encephalo means the brain in technical terms. Pathy words means pathology. So bovine spongiform encephalopathy is the term that is we call mad cow disease, in which the brain becomes sponges, like spongiforms, lots of holes filled with fluid because of the protein that is causing the damage to the normal nervous system. Now, one would think that prions are bad. No, technically, if you think about it, prions in the stable form are normal proteins, and they may have some good effects too. So it is possible that later on I will talk about that it seems like, and this is not something very definite and proved completely yet, but it seems like a normal stable prion could be a functional thing to keep the long-term memory in people. And we will talk about that as we move on. And some of the things that you may want to know is that only when the protein changes that all these problems occur. Now, one of the things that the scientists have found out was that sometimes these connections, when they make, they can, if they are permanent, they can actually keep the memory for longer, because memory takes place because of the what we call the synapse, or the connections between the ends of the neurons. Each neuron will connect to another neuron, and they take the messages, and the memory is stored in a certain fashion in our brain. Now, if the normal protein does that, it is perfectly okay. But if the modified chain-forming protein comes, then of course we do have a problem. Now, there are these things are being investigated so much that now a couple of things that we may want to understand is that it is like the chain. If you imagine a chain, metal ring, and if it has an open end, and if that open end closes to another open-ended metal ring, then you have two rings now. So the same way, the proteins link one after the other such that it becomes a long chain, and then it folds itself into so many patterns and forms that it becomes a mess. And then in Alzheimer's, we have a protein called TAU, or tau protein. The tau protein actually is an entangled neurons or entangled nerve cells which has no ability to function properly, and that blocks the memory of the person, and that's why dementia begins in Alzheimer's patient. Now, so the clumps of proteins are the problem in the proper functioning of the neuron cells. Now, folding a protein, you might wonder why the folding of protein takes place. Folding a protein is a function of a normal function of all proteins. The proteins are often folded into so many different ways. It is a normal way of the proteins functioning. But then again, we will talk more about the proteins function, and also the reasons why these things happen. When we return, you are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is your host, Dr. Ram. I was talking about the folding of proteins, and I was talking about diseases that are caused by not an infectious agent, but by a malfunctioning or a runaway protein, which means, I meant by that, a misfunctioning or malfunctioning protein. How can that happen? That can happen by some genetic reasons that is in us that changes the protein's shape from the normal, and that will cause either a malfunctioning of the protein or completely the protein is out of function, non-functional. Now, there are examples of diseases that, like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or Huntington's disease, and now recently also another disease or condition called multiple system atrophy. That simply means multiple system, of course, is, you know, many systems in our body combined. And atrophy, the word atrophy simply means disintegration or dysfunction of the particular organ or organs. So multiple systems atrophy is a disease that will cause a certain type of impairment of balance and movement, and also loss of bladder control and blood pressure, etc. And usually the multiple system atrophy disease, which is thought to be caused by a malfunctioning of protein, which probably changed its shape and therefore its function, this multiple systems atrophy patients, death occurs in about 5 to 10 years. And there is no treatment yet because, you know, like I said, this is a protein, and proteins are made in our body by the dictation of the genes that we have. And so obviously if you backtrack, naturally, it will ultimately end up in the realm of the genetic defect, of course, because that's where it all starts. But anyway, the plaques that are formed in Alzheimer's is very much attributed to the plaques that has come as a result of the protein folding and the malfunctioning of this particular proteins associated with that disease. Now, the mad cow disease happened because people in England, England was the biggest case in 1980, that, and even late in 1990, I believe, thousands of people in England ate beef and drank milk from cattle infected with mad cow disease. And the first time scientists found out that it is possible that this protein that is in the cattle can be, the malfunctioning protein can be transferred to the humans. That was a little surprising, that, because that was not thought to be like that. But it seems like that's the only way the transference could have happened, by eating cattle which had the mad cow disease. So obviously there is a transference from one type of species to another type of species, from cattle to human. That was a little surprising, but which tells us that, you know, you should not have meat or contaminated meat or meat of an animal that has had this type of you know, protein malfunction. We cannot do that. The disease that happened in people by eating the mad cow disease is a variant of, or a slightly modified form of a disease that we already know. The disease is very pretty. It's called Hirschfeld-Jakob disease, but nobody tells that name because it is too complicated to say all that Latinized form of name, Hirschfeld-Jakob. So people call it CJD. The CJD is the abbreviation for that disease. And a variant form, a different form of CJD is due to the transference of the prion proteins from a animal or a meat processed that happened to have the modified or folded protein. Now, this is a very rare disease, the CJD. It happens only 1 in 1 million people each year worldwide. So it's very, very rare. About 200 cases are reported each year in the United States. This is an incurable brain disease, rapidly progressive dementia, and it can lead to death within months. Majority of the cases are caused by proteins found in the body called prions that spontaneously become abnormal. So the best way is to avoid this is not to eat meat infected with the bovine spongiform encephalopathy or the mad cow disease, because the disease can happen in humans by eating that type of meat which is contaminated or spoiled. Now, a person can inherit the particular disease CJD, which then it becomes familial CJD. That means that is another strange thing that nobody thought that the disease can be inherited. But there is evidence that it can be or it may be heritable from one person to the other in the family. And there is not a lot of cases like that, but there are some evidence that it can be transferred to the next generation as well. Now, the symptoms of the disease called CJD are, again, most of them are lack of muscle condition or coordination, personality changes, and impaired memory. That is the most important thing because, you know, remember the brain cells are the ones that are affected. So the impaired memory and judgment progressing into a severe mental impairment. Patients can, in the worst cases, slip into a coma and eventually pass away. Hallucination is a part of it, and definitely the early signs are difficulty in speaking. So the only way the scientists can diagnose these kind of diseases that are affecting the brain is by taking an MRI or magnetic resonance imaging, which we all are familiar with. It simply scans the brain. And then second way of diagnosing is by taking the spinal fluid and checking them for the particular protein, spinal tap or lumbar puncture. Those are the normal way that the spinal fluid is taken and tested. Now, of course, the electroencephalogram or the brain waves can be analyzed so that you can see where the signals are getting lost. Remember, the brain, the neurons are affected by these proteins which are forming the plaques, which means they are cutting off the communication between the brain cells that will ultimately go to the different parts of the body for the proper coordinated movements. So that is affected. So that's why the electroencephalogram or the brain scanning and the electrical signals of the brain are very important. Then, of course, you know, you can check the blood test also are there. And then, of course, then the visual examination for nerve damage and other normal testing of the movements and other things can be done. The question is, can this kind of disease that is caused by a protein and not an infectious agent, can they be prevented? Well, the interesting thing that scientists have found out, and this is pretty shocking actually, because they never thought that this can be transferred from one person to the other, but it is possible because normally when surgery is done, the stainless steel instruments are completely sterilized, absolutely sterilized to perfection. But scientists are now saying that when you sterilize, you can actually destroy the germs or something else, because sterilization is usually done, steam sterilization is done at 121 degrees Celsius for about, say, 15 to 30 minutes. And most of the germs will be completely destroyed. But scientists have found out that something interesting, that if the stainless steel instruments are used on a patient who has the prion disease or diseases that are caused by this modified protein, like the Alzheimer's or the other dementia type of things, that Parkinson's, or even any other disease, the Kuru, for example. Then if that kind of instruments are used in a patient with the modified protein defect, then even the sterilization is not enough, because you cannot destroy the protein completely as you destroy the germs. So that is a big no-no. And so now there are more stringent rules of using an instrument from patient to patient, stainless steel instruments that are used in surgical procedures. But that has been now come to the forefront, and now people are very careful about that, and hospitals are very careful about that. Now, another way to prevent is you have to test the donated organs, organ donation. Sometimes, you have to double check it for the possibility of these kind of proteins. And some of the things is corneal transplantation. We will talk more about it when we come back after these messages. And you are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC. The proud sponsor of this program. 2-year colleges, 4-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters. This is your host, Dr. Ram. I was talking about a disease that is caused by not a germ, but by a protein. And I have given the examples of several diseases. That is the kuru, which is usually found in Papua New Guinea by a special one type of tribe. And from there, we found out that instead of a germ or a worm or anything else or a bacteria or a virus causing a disease, scientists have found out that some of the normally occurring proteins in our body can, by their change in shape or form, also cause certain type of diseases resulting in dementia or similar type of neurological diseases. The reason being that these proteins that are identified are in the nervous system or the neurons, especially the neurons of the brain. And this is because of a misfolding for a genetic reason, and it becomes a plaque and ultimately blocks the transmission of messages from one nerve cell to another nerve cell, which the way the messages are being transported in our different parts of the body for coordination, movements, and even in the brain for the memory and other aspects that we all take it for granted in our living. Now, interestingly, there is no cure yet of these things, and scientists are working very hard, and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and multiple system atrophy or destruction of the different systems failure now has been linked to, at least to some extent, this type of misfolding of a protein. And the cause itself is not clearly understood yet, but scientists are working towards a way to reverse the misfolding of these proteins. Interestingly, in the journal Nature, which is a very well-renowned scientific magazine around the world, British researchers found a way to block the pathway leading to the misfolding of proteins involved in the brain disease. But their experiments were in mice, and they found out that that the buildup of the misfolded proteins in the brain of mice activated a natural defense mechanism in those cells. So in other words, in mice, they found out that there is a lot of misfolding, but the mice neurons, normally the mice neurons, they developed a defensive mechanism which will switch off the production of new proteins. Now, this would normally switch back again, this according to the scientists, but in these sick mice, the continued buildup of misfolded proteins kept the switch turned off. So, in other words, there is a mechanism by which you could naturally turn this folding business to, you know, no use. So, that is the trigger point leading to the brain cell death, because key proteins are essential for cell survival. Now, by injecting a protein that blocks the off switch, the scientists were able to restore the production of the survival proteins and halt the degeneration of the neurons. They found the brain cells were protected, protein levels were restored, and the transmission of communication between the nerves were kept back to normal, the way the brain cells signal to each other, and they were all reestablished. And the mice in these experimental stages lived longer. So even though only a very small part of their brain was treated in these experiments. So here is a slight progress. That means that there can be a mechanism by which scientists could now learn how to reverse the misfolding and prevent the formation of plaques. But like I said, this is a very early stage of scientific research. Scientists have worked on a sea slug called Aplysia, and they have also worked on fungi or the fungus and other smaller organisms to find out how and why these proteins fold. And it is just a matter of time now that eventually, maybe, who knows, we will cure Alzheimer's, or I would say rather better than cure, I would say we could even, who knows, prevent Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So scientists are working very hard. And so today I can say that what I have shared with you is something so new that most people probably never heard, but a case of a protein malfunctioning or misfolding in its shape affecting the function of the body. In this particular case, the brain and the nerve cells. So that's one of the steps that we have learned, and a lot more can be learned. And obviously, in a way, it is a surprising thing that to find out that our own proteins that are in our body can actually do something that we least expect. And the reasons for that probably are not very clear yet, but we know that behind it all, there is the genes, because genes actually dictate some of the protein formations, and therefore ultimately it is a genetic issue. But the thing is, we at least have come way far ahead now in at least coming closer to solving or finding a way to stop Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. It's too early to say that. There is not yet a concrete answer how we can actually stop this misfolding or the miscue by the proteins in our own body. But at least we know that is there. And knowing the culprit itself is one way to find a cure or prevention. So we are coming a long way, and that is what science is all about. So to go back and summarize what I have mentioned today, that just know that diseases doesn't have to be always a germ or a worm or a foreign body. It can be also from within our own body, but by simply some genetic defect and a malformation, malfunctioning or dysfunctioning of a protein in our body. That is earth-shattering news, and very many people don't know unless they have read a lot of literature on this line. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And so at least now we are on our way to finding some solution to some of these debilitating diseases that affect a lot of our families. And so with that, it is time for us to wrap it. And as I always say, stay healthy, Stay happy. This is Dr. Ram saying so long.
Talk Radio.